Welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Broadcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danita Evangeline White, and I am the second oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today, as Daniel White III encourages us to keep the soul winner's fire by spreading the good news of Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Podcast. Number 139. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. As always, it is so good to be with you today to encourage you to witness for Christ by any means necessary. The simple purpose of this broadcast is to encourage you, to challenge you, to exhort you, to motivate you, if you will, to share your faith in Jesus Christ with those who do not know Him. This is urgent. Jesus Christ gave us the Great Commission to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. And today, we can do that very easily. There are no excuses. Even though we will share some instructions on how to witness for the Lord from time to time, we believe that most Christians do not need to learn how to witness for the Lord. They just need to get up and go and do it. So our aim here is more motivational than instructional. Our soul-winning passage from the Word of God today is Acts 13:47, which reads, "For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth." Allow me to share with you some insights regarding this scripture passage from the expository notes of Dr. Thomas Constable. Paul quoted the Isaiah Commission because he was addressing Jews. Isaiah explained their duty. He and Barnabas were only carrying out God's will. The servant of the Lord is the person addressed in Isaiah 49:6. Jesus Christ, the perfect servant of the Lord, was the ultimate light to the Gentiles who would bring salvation to the end of the earth. As Israel and Christ had been lights to the Gentiles, so now were Paul and Barnabas. Not only had the Jews received a commission to reach out to the Gentiles with blessing, but so had Jesus' disciples. Our soul-winning quote for today is from Robert Munger. He said, "Evangelism is the spontaneous overflow of a glad and free heart in Jesus Christ." Our soul-winning devotional is part four of our series titled The Master Plan of Evangelism from Robert E. Coleman, The Principle Observed. All of this certainly, he goes on to say, impresses one with the deliberate way that Jesus proportioned his life to those he wanted to train. It also graphically illustrates a fundamental principle of teaching, that other things being equal, the more concentrated the size of the group being taught, the greater the opportunity for effective instruction. Jesus devoted most of his remaining life on earth to these few disciples. He literally staked his whole ministry on them. The world could be indifferent toward him, and still not defeat his strategy. It even caused him no great concern when his followers on the fringes of things gave up their allegiance when confronted with the true meaning of the kingdom. But he could not bear to have his close disciples miss his purpose. They had to understand the truth and be sanctified by it, else all would be lost. Thus he prayed not for the world, but for the few God gave him out of the world. Everything depended on their faithfulness, if the world would believe in him through their word. Beloved, in our next podcast, we will look at not neglecting the masses. Let's pray. Holy Father God, grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to witness to those who are lost. And we pray that you would open their blinded eyes and unstop their deaf ears and save their souls as they hear the gospel. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may I lovingly encourage you to get to know him today. May I lovingly encourage you to be saved today. Allow me to show you how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die physically because of sin, disobedience. And we die spiritually because of sin if we don't trust Christ as Savior and go to a place called hell to suffer the consequences forever. Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news. I agree. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, keep the soul winner's fire. God bless you.